What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
So Chris Greer spoke today. I'll read you some of the Dolphins roster transactions and some of the stuff that's been going on. But I did want to play some sound for you, Crowder, from Chris Greer. He spoke openly today and covered a lot of topics. So we talked about Hawk read I think it was a tweet or maybe from the Miami Herald, what Barry Jackson wrote regarding not spending big money on free agency over this past offseason, which you would agree is a big surprise, right? I mean, I think now it kind of is all taking shape and we understand where he's coming from, the dynamic at play with the salary cap implications and obviously, you know, why the Dolphins are leaning more towards like this quote-unquote reset, even though it's not really. But I think going into the offseason, after the way last season ended, the fact that Stephen Ross put out that memo that status quo won't suffice anymore, I think we were all expecting going in, just setting up the context, they're going to go all in this season and they're going to spend money this season.
You paid Waddle. You paid Tyreek twice. You gave Tua the $250 million he wanted. You gave Bradley Chubb stupid money. You couldn't keep Javon Holland because of the salary cap. Teron Armstead was a big hit. Like, they were pouring money. Jalen Ramsey got the big deal. They were pouring money into the roster.
Mike McDaniel. You can't. Mike McDaniel, too.
McDaniel.
They extended
him. Bro, you can't do that every year.
Right.
At some point, you have to get cheap guys and develop them, and that's what this is. Reset, restart, request, whatever re you want to use. You can't just keep giving people $30 million a year. Everybody can't make $30 million a year.
So I think it was Will Manso who asked this question. He's going to join us later, so we can kind of dive a little bit deeper into it with him. But Will Manso basically kind of asked him, you know, about that reset and whether or not he still believes that this roster this season specifically is still in a position where they can compete at a high level. Here was Chris Greer's response earlier today.
Yeah, in terms of reset, it was just talking about the money philosophy and spending and stuff. But like I told you, that we were always going to try and win this season. It's all about winning in 2025. It was never going to be a step back. I think you guys have been around the players and in the locker room and talking to players. It's been a little different down there in how they've approached things. And we saw it from day one in OTAs. Like, the offensive and defensive groups would stay out on the field on their own, which I'd never seen here in years, for like an hour after OTA as a group by themselves in their own time, walking through stuff, going through, holding each other accountable. You know, the stuff you saw like in the joint practices where our guys getting on each other about competing and stuff, that hadn't happened here in years. So it's a different mindset, you know, led by Mike, that we talked about right from that last team meeting at the end of last season when he told them what it was going to be. And it's been that way, and the players have responded incredibly. So we're excited. We're going to try and win as many games as we always can, and we feel good about the group and what it could be, and so we'll see how it plays out.
I love it. I really love it. And Chris Greer, I'll say it again, and I'm not doing the – it's funny because Gelb just said when you want to criticize somebody, you always throw something nice out and say, but I'm not saying but. Chris Greer is one of the most intelligent human beings that I can call my friend, say he's my friend. Like if I call – you ask about Marcus Freeman, I don't know he picks up. If I call Chris Greer will pick up my call. Like he's a good dude. It's logical what we're saying. I just talked about it. You have to account for the salary cap. That's why good teams, the team that you see win a lot, their guys are drafted and developed. The teams that you see try to go out there and just buy up a championship, it usually doesn't happen. NBA, you can buy a championship. In the NFL, you can't buy a championship.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, you know, whether or not he feels like expectations have to be what I think we're all putting them at. You correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, win a playoff game. I mean, he's saying we're going to go compete. We're going to go win as many games as we can. That's always the objective. And, I mean, what else is he going to say, right? Like, that's obvious. But I just wonder, like, if you could put him up on a lie detector test, does he actually think this team can go compete with the upper echelon teams in the AFC? And I don't know. I don't know realistically, like, what his answer would be, because I would lean most people feel the way you and I do, that there's just a bit too many holes on this roster, and they seem to be doing a good job today at plugging up some of those holes, or yesterday as well. But I don't know, is it enough? And I don't know. I still don't feel confident that it is.
Well, I'm not either. We've both been, you know, and Hawk's the epitome of optimism with this team. This secondary is what scares me. Yeah. I think the O-line, which would be, you know, 1A, 1B, whatever it is, I think schematically you can make an offensive line look good if you get rid of the ball fast, which Tua has the fastest release in the NFL. They're going to do the reload, reset, motions, and all of that stuff offensively to try to get, you know, let's go back 2 years, because last year wasn't that impressive. Tua was out those five games, and that was embarrassing, scoring 11 points a game. I think that McDaniel's good enough to figure out how to utilize an offensive line that's not the Philadelphia Eagles O-line.
Right.
Like, we know we're not that. The secondary, I think if you took your point, you put Chris Greer on truth serum and say, can this secondary hold up against 17 top receivers and a bunch of good AFC teams in the playoffs? That's the question. Is the fifth round pick in Marshall from Florida, which he was a dog at Florida. I loved him at Florida. I don't even know if he can do it. Jack Jones, I don't know if he can do it. Rasul Butler comes in. Can he be that guy? We have to have that dog where Jalen Ramsey fell off, but Jalen Ramsey's better than any cornerback we have on this team right now. But you had to cut costs somewhere. So that's where I would say my biggest concern is. I think this front seven is going to be monsters. This is probably my favorite linebacker group I've seen with the Dolphins in 8-9 years. I think this front seven is going to be super solid. They can stop the run. They can rush the passer. This secondary is the biggest question, and I think that's going to be the Achilles heel of this team.
So we'll see. You know, just to add on to that cornerbacks unit, here's what the Dolphins did do today. Well, actually, why don't we do headlines? They're brought to you by Doral Hyundai, the number one Hyundai store in the nation. Just went full beast mode. Doral Hyundai, where the deals are monstrous and the prices do not survive. No one sells for less. No one. The Dolphins today, if you're just joining us, haven't seen any of the news regarding Miami. They claimed their only waiver wire. Chris Greer today, he was asked about the cornerback depth and the cornerback situation. I think it was Hal Habib who tried to frame the question. It was a great question by him. You know, the same way that they asked him about the offensive line a year ago, where he really put his foot in his mouth, saying that the offensive line, you know, was a lot better than any of us thought or anybody in the media thought, and him and McDaniel were laughing about it. He wouldn't get boxed in like that this time, though. He was savvy to it.
I think I called him Rasul Douglas. Who's the old basketball player that passed away.
Right.
And when I said it, I was like, I don't think this sounds right. Rasul Douglas. Rasul Douglas, I got you, brother. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. I looked into it.
Good call. I went right with you. I'm like, yeah, Rasul Butler. The Dolphins, Chris Greer said that they're going to be very aggressive on waiver claims today, and the Dolphins were only able to claim one player off waivers, and that was Juju Brents from the Indianapolis Colts. So that's some more depth in the secondary. And according to Barry Jackson, they waived Isaiah Johnson. So he writes, the Dolphins will have six corners after Cam Smith. We know he's going on the non-football injury list. And here are your six corners: Rasul Douglas, Jack Jones, Ethan Bonner, who's injured indefinitely, Storm Duck, Jason Marshall, and now Juju Brents. Look, I mean, we're not saying anything that hasn't been said already. Everybody's concern with this team is the cornerbacks, as you mentioned. But to me, it's not just that, you know, they're not top heavy there. It's what happens if there's an injury. You know, like the lack of depth truly is concerning there, and it's a fair criticism of the team. Like I'm not finding anybody who's trying to other than Hawk, who said Storm Duck and Jack Jones are the next Sam Pat. No, but I mean, really, I'm not finding anybody who's caping up for, I mean, the depth, but just let alone the actual starting corners. I mean, that's going to be the big test going into week 3, week 4, week 5.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
And when you're paying a quarterback 30, two receivers 30, you know, Bradley Chubb makes a bunch of money. Like, there's some guys, they just paid Sealer. When you pay guys, you have to cut corners places. It's like when you build a house. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, we done put all this marble and all this damn stuff into the island in the kitchen. We can't have a slide into the pool. We can't have, you know, travertine. Let's do some bricks outside. You have to cut corners when you have a budget. And they've cut corners at a position that is glaring. Because those names you said, Solana, honestly, I don't even know. Storm Duck's name is very – his name is just easy to remember. His name's Storm Duck. I call Rasul Douglas Rasul Butler, who passed away in 2018. Like, those guys have to step up. Marshall, fifth-round pick out of Florida, he can play ball. He's a big, he's a long guy. But is he Jalen Ramsey? Like, you have to take chances on positions when you're paying other positions. And I think that's kind of what Chris Greer is hinting upon when he talks.
So, you know how we do like Game Day Uncensored, and we get the legendary NFL Films voice to do all the production for Game Day Uncensored for the pre and post game show of our WQM coverage, Crowder. And Tobin sent in some lines to be read, and listen to what he got the NFL Films guy to record.
Storm duck. Quack, quack, quack.
That's awesome.
Effing awesome, man.
You got to get the Rick. Somebody has to find the Rick Ross one.
Yes.
Man, we got chickens. Thousands of chickens running around. Quack, 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 quack.
Quack, quack, quack. We farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands. Running around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack. DBJ.
Oh man. That's cool. That's cool.
I'll have Tobin clip just the quack 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 for me, and we can just go all three of them. We can quack. Oh, that's not it. Hold on. We can go Rick Ross.
Quack quack quack.
DBJ, quack quack quack. And then NFL Films.
Yeah, chickens. Thousands of chickens running around. Quack 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 quack.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.